California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Security Alliance.
Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place because that's what we do. We help you improve your home. We help you solve DIY dilemmas. We help you get ready for things that are happening. Like right now, you're probably getting ready for the big Halloween coming up here in just several days, I guess. But whatever's on your to-do list, you can swing it right on over to ours by calling us those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Just ahead on the Money Pit, big winter storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We're going to share some tips on how to check your house for damage, both visible and invisible.
And now that it's fall, clogged gutters are common and might seem like a small issue, but they can actually lead to serious and costly damage. We're going to break down 8 reasons why regular gutter cleaning is crucial for your home.
And if you guys love to take on home improvements over a weekend, but you know that some of them can take a month of weekends to get done, we're going to share some that can easily be knocked out in a day or two. We've got a few all-in-one weekend projects that you can fit between Saturday morning coffee and Sunday dinner. We will list them out.
All right, but first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug-of-war with your house, and your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we're your one-stop shop for all things DIY.
So reach out to us right now with your questions. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, for the quickest possible response, go to moneyfit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and hit send. Your question will come right to us, so we can get back to you ASAP. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Peggy in Louisiana is on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a slab concrete bottom, and it's built up with the board skeletons, and it's covered with vinyl siding. And being in Louisiana, it rains a lot, and the rain comes on the porch to where it's eating the inside wall, which is wooden on the bottom. And I want to know how I can seal the outside vinyl siding to concrete slab to keep the water from coming in.
So what's happening is that your concrete slab is in contact with the bottom of the vinyl siding, is that correct?
Yes.
And right under that siding, is that a wood wall all the way down to the bottom where that slab is? Because typically you'd have about 6 inches of foundation before you started the siding at a minimum, and then the vinyl siding would start. So if your vinyl siding is going down flush to the slab, it's going to be almost impossible for you to seal it in any way, shape, or form from the outside and stop that from happening. Your only chance would be to take the siding off and then to install some flexible flashings. There's different types of flashing that you can use. There are rubberized flashings that are very good because you can basically form them wherever you need to get that entire area as tight as you possibly can, and then put the siding back on top of that. Siding itself, especially vinyl siding, you know, if you were to caulk that or anything of that nature, it's not really designed to seal in that way. So I feel like you're just going to be kind of running yourself in circles there. And while it could stop to some extent or slow down, at least temporarily, that leakage that you're reporting, the only way to really fix that and to get to the bottom of it is to pull that siding off and to flash it. And the only, we're only talking about the bottom of the siding here, not the, all the siding on the house. But the bottom couple of pieces would have to come off to do this job.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, we're going up to Dale in Kansas, who's working on an attic makeover. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought this little house, and it's got the vinyl ridge down the center of the peak of the roof, and then one 2x2 square opening on the end, and it doesn't seem like that's adequate ventilation to get rid of the heat.
So you have no soffit vents at all? You have just have this ridge, you have the ridge vent, the gable vents, and no soffit vents at the overhang of the roof?
And okay. I put a 12-inch turbine vent on it, but I'm thinking I need more than just that 2-foot square vent. I was thinking about putting 4 12-inch, I don't know what to call them besides the dump vents, down towards the lower end of the roof.
Okay, well, you're on the right track, so let's talk about attic ventilation and the way it's supposed to work. So the attic is always supposed to be the same temperature as the outside. So if it's hot outside, it should be hot in the attic, and if it's cold outside, it should be cold in the attic. Basically, the attic has to be well ventilated for that to happen. Now, you have actually half of what I usually recommend as a ventilation system, and that's a continuous ridge vent down the peak of the roof. The second half of that, though, are soffit vents at the overhang of the roof. Soffit vents are good because as the wind blows across the house, that soffit area pressurizes and pushes air up into that soffit. That rides up underneath the roof sheathing where it carts away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter and then exits at the ridge. And that same wind that's pushing positively against the side of the house and the soffit vents is actually creating sort of a negative pressure at the ridge. So you get this kind of nice continuous flow. And if you have that working for you, then actually what you should do is block off those gable vents because that's going to kind of interrupt that nice flow that we've created. Now, in your case, you have no soffit vents. I would first explore the potential of putting in soffit vents. The other idea that you suggested was putting in regular roof vents but lower on the roof. You know, not a terrible idea, but not nearly as efficient as soffit vents. And if you don't have a soffit, there's a type of vent called a drip edge vent, which basically extends the roof line about 2 inches, creates a short soffit that's pretty effective. But if you can get continuous soffit and ridge venting, that's really all you need. The other types of ventilators, the turbine that you mentioned, that kind of stuff, you know, it looks like it does a lot, but it's really nowhere near as effective as having that continuous open ridge and the continuous open soffit, okay?
I've never seen, I'm not familiar with that.
Drip edge vent? Google drip edge vent, and I think CertainTeed, I know CertainTeed makes it, I'm sure others do as well. And it's a really effective little vent. Now, you may have to do some modifications of your roof shingles at the overhang to get this in. But considering you're going to have to modify your roof anyway to put those roof vents in, I think that's probably the best way to go for homes that don't have a soffit because it does create that intake point down low on the roof, which is going to really let a lot of air in, and I think you'll see a big difference.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this autumny weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up after a big storm, the damage isn't always obvious. We're going to share expert tips on how you can spot the hidden issues that could cost you big if they are left unchecked. From cracked foundations to soaked electrical systems, all of that is next on the Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more.
DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you tackling projects? Do you feel like you're kind of bumbling through them? Maybe you're ready to renovate like a pro? Well, if you are, tune into the Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks. Whether you're working on a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you can gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. Mary from Massachusetts is on the line and needs some help with finishing a project. What can we do for you?
Well, I live in a very old home, and the front, I have double front doors that are made of walnut. They're very heavy and very thick, but somewhere along the line, somebody put some kind of finish on them, so now they're peeling. They face the east, so they get the west, so they get a lot of summer hot sun. And I just don't know how to get everything off and then refinish them.
So what are the doors made out of? Are they wood doors?
Oh, yes. They're solid walnut, and they're about an inch and a half thick.
Okay. And the finish that's on it, is it a clear, like a urethane-type finish that's peeling?
Yes, it looks like that. And then there's some kind of stain on the door that turns really dark, dark wood.
Okay. So listen, First of all, congratulations on having a really beautiful set of doors. Walnut doors are very rare, and that's terrific. So they're worth putting the time into it, and time you will need for this project, Mary. What you need to do is you need to strip all that old finish off. What I would do is I would take the doors off of the hinges. I'd lay them on a couple of sawhorses. I'd have a vibrating sander. I would just start to sand that finish away and get all of that down to raw wood. It is totally worth it because you can't put, you know, good finish over bad finish. You got to get down to that wood. Now, once you're down to the wood, since it's a darker wood, you know, you may or may not want to stain it. If it turns out that there's some unevenness in the coloring of the wood, you could think about adding a stain to try to sort of blend it all in. And then on top of that, you're going to put a new finish. Now, since these doors face the sun, what I would use is I would use a marine varnish on that. And the key difference with marine varnish is it has exceptionally high UV protection. So it's going to stand up to that UV radiation from the sun and not peel off quite as easily as just any other exterior UV would. So strip it down to the raw wood, stain it as needed, and then refinish it with a marine varnish. I would use a satin, not a gloss, because it'll make the doors look a lot nicer. And then just enjoy them. If you do this, even though it's going to take you a long time, you know, it's going to last for years to come. Now, look, it's also not the kind of project that you can bang out in the afternoon. So this may be a situation where you pop the door off the hinges, which is pretty easy to do. You get it out on the sawhorses. You do as much as you can for the day. You put the door back on the hinges, and you close it in whatever shape it's in at that moment. And then the next time you have time to do this, you take the door off and continue. So it can just kind of continue on. I don't want you to try to do this vertically. It's going to make you much more tired. Believe me, gravity plays a big part in being able to do this well. And if it's laid out flat on a couple of sawhorses in a shady area, it's just going to be a lot easier for you to work on it.
Okay, just one other quick question. What weight of sandpaper do you use on the vibrating sander?
That's a great question. It depends on kind of how it behaves, so to speak, when you start to use it, but I would start with a medium grit. So that's going to be around 100 to 125, maybe 150. The thing is, if you go too fine to start it, you might find that the paper clogs up. There's also a type of paper that's available that looks more like screening or netting. And when you're working with finishes, that type of material tends to clog less. So if you're in the home center aisle and you see that as an option, that's something that you might want to give it a try until you find the paper that works the best. Try not to put too much pressure on it. You don't want to, if you lean in and push hard down on it and not let the machine do its work, what will happen is some of that old finish can heat up and it'll kind of gunk up the paper and ruin it, and you'll just have to get a new piece and continue. But you're going to, you know, it's going to take you a while, and you're going to have to do a lot of handwork as well. And speaking of which, if you have sort of nooks and crannies, if you have sort of moldings in the storage you have to get into, there are sanding sponges that companies like 3M make. I also see these, you know, in the home center paint aisle, like at Home Depot. And these sanding sponges, I really like them because they're squishy, but they're abrasive, so you can actually crush it up against that uneven molding, you know, press it in there, work it up and down, and it does a good job, okay?
Okay, because there is molding in it. They're not even flush doors.
Yeah, you'll find that sanding sponge really handy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
Good luck, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, major weather events like hurricanes and severe storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake. But there also can be hidden damage that turns into big expenses down the road. We have some tips on how you can check your house after a storm.
Yep, so first off, let's talk about foundations. If you get heavy accumulations of water, well, that can cause a home's foundation to weaken and potentially fail. So check yours carefully along both the indoor and outdoor surfaces, and you want to look for areas that are cracked or bulging.
All right, now you've got to identify the flooded electrical fixtures. Anything that has been underwater definitely needs to be replaced. That includes outlets, appliances, major system machinery like your furnace. Contaminants in that water can damage all of the sensitive components, and that can lead to malfunctions and even electrical fires.
Now, here's a big one, high winds. They can also take quite a toll on the outer skin of your house and leave damage in a lot of areas. So you want to check out every side of your house from the ground and check for loose siding, loose metal trim, look at those soffits. Give special attention to your roof, too, because driving rain can push up under roof shingles and cause leaks. And loose flashing around chimneys and plumbing vents can also lead to problems.
Yeah, and there are some post-storm repairs that you can handle on your own, but for bigger and more pervasive problems, it really is best to just call in a pro and tackle it right the first time. We've got Dane on the line from Tennessee looking to save some dollars on those energy bills. How can we help?
I had a $190 electric bill last month. So I've been trying to find ways to save electrical costs, like not having the air conditioner turned down on so low during the daytime. But I've been trying to look for the perfect kind of bulb to save the most electricity.
Well, the LED technology is so rock solid now that that's definitely the way to go, and the prices have come way down. I mean, you can buy LED bulbs. When they first came out, they were like $75 each, which is kind of crazy. But now you can find a good LED bulb for under $10. And the nice thing is that these things last 20 years or more, so it's not like you're ever going to have to replace them, or certainly not anytime soon. So the LED bulbs that are available at home centers and hardware stores, I think, are the way to go. I don't think that's going to be the main reason your electrical bill was so high. You mentioned your air conditioning. How is your house heated and cooled? Is it electric heat? Is it gas heat? What do you got?
It's electric heat. I don't own my own home. I rent, so I'm probably in the same scenario as a lot of people nowadays who either can't afford to own their own home or their credit isn't good enough.
Yeah, so let me give you a suggestion. One of the things that I often recommend to renters is that you buy your own thermostat. Now, replacing the existing thermostat in your house is not a very difficult project. And if you were to buy a smart thermostat, like a Nest, for example, I've got two of those in my home, you're going to have the capability to regulate your heating and cooling in a way you never, ever did before. There's a couple of advantages to this. So, for example, the Nest thermostats have a geofence built into them. What that means is you can choose two temperatures, one for when you're home and one for when you're not. And when you leave the house, the fact that your phone is no longer in that house tells that thermostat to go down to a vacation setting, which is a lower temperature than it normally would. And when you come back, it starts to cool again. You can also set schedules, and it also has a motion detector built into it so that if there's no action in front of the thermostat, it also can go into vacation mode. So these smart thermostats today give you all sorts of ways for you to save energy. And it's such a simple installation that when you move out, you could replace the old thermostat and take this with you to the next apartment or the next house and then hook it up there.
There's only one issue with that. I'm actually a truck driver, and me and my fiance live here, and we are expecting our first child together.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So she's always here. She takes care of the house, but a lot of pregnant women, they get a lot hotter during pregnancy, so they tend to use the thermostat quite a bit more.
Sure. I understand that, and certainly we want your fiancé to be as comfortable as possible, but this is just, you know, a short-term situation. Moving on beyond that, you know, the kind of technology that's available in smart thermostats and other smart home products today is inexpensive and really can overall contribute towards a lot of energy savings. So I do encourage you to take a look at that. So light bulbs certainly are one thing, and the thermostat is another. You know, being strategic with the drapes and the blinds and making sure that the south windows are well covered so that you reduce heat gain. These are things that you as a renter can do and that will have an impact on your energy bill.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Dane. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and congratulations on your new child.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit at this beautiful fall weekend. Whatever you are working on, let us lend you a hand. Coming up, you could be risking roof leaks, foundation damage, and even pest infestations without regular gutter maintenance. We're going to tell you how cleaning those gutters can save you from major repairs, so stick around.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Discover Mosaic Restaurant, where every experience is memorable and every meal is a masterpiece. Join us for breakfast, lunch, dinner, happy hour, and weekend brunch in our indoor dining room, bar, and outdoor patios. Enjoy Mosaic handcrafted cocktails, fine wines, craft beers, stone oven pizza, and locally sourced specials. Conveniently located next to the Sheraton Reading Hotel, just steps from Turtle Bay Museum, Sundial Bridge, and beautiful garden. Turtle Bay members enjoy a 10% discount year-round. For menus and reservations, visit mosaicreading.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Everywhere.
We'll be right back.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Kay in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help changing a wall surface. What's going on, Kay?
Well, it is a sturdy home, a cinder block, probably just that thick, but it has been bricked on the outside. But the inside, I would just like something a little more pleasant to look at.
Okay, that makes sense. So are we talking about a basement here?
No, this is an above ground. It was a cabin on the lake property.
So you need a paint that can cover the masonry block walls.
Well, a paint or stucco or something that gives it a different texture than a cinder block look.
Okay, the process of coating the interior walls isn't as much stucco as it is plastering. So what has to happen is that wall surface has to be covered with a layer of plaster, much in the same way they used to build plaster walls, you know, many, many years ago in say, the 30s or the 40s. In fact, in the late 40s, they used to plaster right over drywall, and that was one of the best wall constructions ever. So those are the options that you have to choose from. Doing the plaster is probably not the job you want to do as your first DIY project, but if you work with a plastering company, somebody who does this every day, they would have the skills to make the plaster look nice and smooth and have an attractive surface without really taking up much space in terms of, you know, it getting too thick.
Right, right. Well, that's strange. I have plaster walls on my house at home.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to follow you to the new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Keeping your gutters clean isn't just about keeping things tidy. It's crucial for protecting your home from serious damage. So here are 8 reasons why it's important to make sure you clean those gutters regularly. Now, first, clogged gutters can lead to foundation damage. Water that doesn't drain properly can pool around your home, causing cracks in the foundation.
Second, it prevents roof leaks. Now, when gutters are blocked, that water backs up under your shingles, and that can lead to rot and leaks. Third, it stops damage to your fascia and the soffits. Overflowing water from clogged gutters can cause these important parts of your whole entire roof structure to completely deteriorate.
And fourth, clean gutters help prevent water damage inside your home, including basement flooding. Uncontrolled water can seep into your basement or crawl space and lead to costly repairs. And fifth, it reduces the risk of mold and mildew. Standing water near your foundation creates a perfect environment for mold to grow, which can lead to health issues.
And sixth, that's right, we're up to 6. Gutter cleaning, it does protect your landscaping. Water that overflows can actually erode the soil and damage the plants and shrubs around your house. And seventh, I think this is our big finale, pest infestations can be prevented if you clean those gutters. Clogged gutters are a breeding ground for insects like mosquitoes, and then it attracts rodents looking for nesting spots. Totally gross. So let's clean these gutters, you guys.
And finally, clean gutters extend the life of your gutters themselves. By reducing the weight and the strain of trapped debris, you prevent sagging and premature wear. So keep those gutters clean, and you're going to protect your home from expensive repairs, avoid health risks, and even save your landscaping.
Scott in Missouri is on the line needing some advice on a rental property. How can we help you with that?
I've inherited some rental properties from my late father. They're in pretty bad shape, needing roofs, and you look at them, you can see the roofs starting to bow in, and I was wondering who I can get with to find out the building codes for rental properties.
So probably the best thing for you to do is to hire an independent professional home inspector, and you may have to do some interviewing of the home inspectors to find one that's particularly savvy and experienced with commercial inspections, because that's what you're talking about. And there are specialists that are out there, and they can review this property with an eye towards identifying a punch list for you of elements that will probably have to be repaired or replaced to make those apartments safe and viable for tenants. You know, if you go the route of having contractors do these inspections, you're basically, you know, letting the mouse into the cheese house, so to speak, because they're just going to find stuff they want to sell you to fix. You know, see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why you're better off with somebody who's an independent inspection professional who just wants to give you the right advice. And that, in the end, is going to save you money and give you the ability to make good decisions on what has to be done.
Yeah. Who can I talk to find the building codes and the standards for rental property?
That would be the building department of your local municipality, and they're going to have a set of codes that they apply to just rental properties in their jurisdiction, and it's not necessarily going to be up-to-date building code, the same code that you would have if it was, say, a new construction. They're going to have some safety codes that they're going to want you to apply to your house. So we're talking about things like in an apartment, making sure that the windows operate so you can get out in the event of a fire, and making sure you have smoke detectors and covering every bedroom, and making sure you have a carbon monoxide detector, and you know, things of that nature. So they're going to have a set of standards for their area. You need to get that list from the building department, but to the major, many bigger areas that could need repair or replacement, that's what a home inspector could help you with. And you can find one by going to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors at ashi.org, ASHI.org.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate the information.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, a few all-in-one weekend projects that you can fit in between Saturday coffee and Sunday dinner when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtrete, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we here at Team Money Pit make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Louise on the line who's got some mystery stains on a mailbox. What's going on?
Okay, I have a brick mailbox, and it seems to have salt deposits leaking through the outside of it.
Is it in the way of a lawn sprinkler by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Because often what happens if it gets groundwater splashed on it, and that can happen if you have sprinklers and wells, a lot of mineral salts in there that will dry and basically adhere to the outside. You know, what's happening here is you are seeing some sort of mineral deposits, and you're going to have to clean it. And the best way to clean it, believe it or not, is to mix up a vinegar and water solution, because vinegar melts the salts.
Wow.
So you can, you know, mix them up in a bucket, splash it down, you know, with a nice soft bristle brush, scrub it, and that should make those disappear. They may come back. But the other thing that you could think about doing, once it gets nice and dry and clean, is to apply a masonry sealer to it. And if you use a silicone-based masonry sealer, you want to get one that's vapor permeable so it doesn't trap the water underneath the sealer surface and so lets it breathe and stops it from cracking and chipping. But that should slow down the showing up of any additional salt stains.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
All right, Louise, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you love to take on home improvements over the weekend, you know that some of them can take a month of weekends to get done, but some can easily be knocked out in a day or two. So here's a few all-in-one weekend projects that you can fit in between Saturday morning coffee and Sunday evening dinner.
All right. First up, you can paint your tub or your tub surround. We owe a lot to our tubs, good hygiene for one, so there's no reason you shouldn't give yours a little TLC. Now, the problem is most tubs get so grungy over time that no amount of scrubbing is going to make them shine. So the answer is tub and tile refinishing kits. They contain everything you need to repaint ceramic, porcelain, and fiberglass, or even steel or acrylic tubs. You want to look for epoxy-based kits for maximum durability. Now, I had a good experience with one called Ecopel, E-K-O-P-E-L. I used it on a very cool-looking sort of 1960s-style tubs. It had like, it almost looked like it had racing stripes, so the way the tub was modeled. And it looked awful, except for that original design, because the finish was worn, and I even think it had a coat of paint somewhere along the way. But by the time I was done with it, it looked like it came right out of the factory. It was just amazing. But the key here for the epoxy products, you got to follow the instructions. They really lay it out step by step. And if you do that, it's going to come out great. And, you know, while the finish might not last as long as a new tub, it doesn't cost anything near that same cost either. And it gives you a chance to really refresh your bathroom's look.
All right. Now, also think about remodeling your fireplace. Fireplaces are the focal point of the living room or den, and that fireplace does deserve attention, especially when it comes to your decor. However, revamping that fireplace doesn't have to mean that you're springing for an expensive replacement. You can top it off with crown molding, refinish with stone facade, or even something as simple as repainting. These are all ways that you can breathe fresh life into an old hearth. Just remember that painting decision carefully, because once you paint, you can't go back. Well, you can,
right.
But it is a lot of work.
All right, so next, you could DIY an outdoor fire pit. You know, tell your neighbors to bring the marshmallows, because fall is the prime fire pit season, and backyard fire pits are fun and really the stuff autumn memories are made of. Now, they're not too difficult to build yourself either. Check out the kits from Pavestone, which contain everything you need. So there you have it. There's a few weekend projects that you could knock off in just a couple of days. If you'd like more ideas, just go to moneypit.com and search for weekend projects.
All right, we've got Arthur in Tennessee on the line. He's dealing with a painting problem. What happened?
Not much. I'm working on a building in old downtown Johnson City, building the 1890s, and
fantastic.
Trying to strip some brick.
Okay.
I've stripped part of the brick that was done in the 1950s and had good success, but this is older brick, and I'm not even sure. I think it was made on site, and it's solid and everything, but I wondered what kind of modern options were out there for getting paint off of brick.
What did you use to get the paint off of the 1950s brick?
I used a product called Peel Away, and it worked great.
Okay. And did you try the same product on the older brick?
I'm afraid to use it because it's got a rougher finish.
Well, that means you're going to have more binding of the paint to the surface. But what I would do is I would try it in an area that was perhaps a bit less conspicuous, you know, like not at eye level, maybe down towards the bottom, or if there's any other area that you really don't care as much about. If you had good success with that particular product, I don't see any reason not to continue with it, at least to see what happens. Is this a product that is environmentally friendly, or do you find that it's pretty caustic?
It says it's biodegradable and a water-based product, but, you know, you do wear gloves and wear long sleeves, but it's amazing on how it works. I've had people come by and say, well, why aren't you using sandblasting or dry ice? And I didn't know if that is an option or.
Well, here's why you definitely can't use sandblasting, because those old bricks will be damaged by that process. And, okay. And it, you know, it's costly as well. So I would tell you, if the product that you're using is working well, I see no reason not to keep working with that. And I'm not really familiar with dry ice, but I can't imagine that that's very easy to use. Certainly, it's very difficult to handle.
Well, I don't see it being
potentially
taken off
as well.
Paint very well.
Yeah, I agree. I'd stick with what you're working on. If you got concerns about it, I would definitely try an inconspicuous area, whether that's the back of the building or the bottom of the building, you know, someplace that you don't care about as much. We always give that advice when you're using a product like this. And then just go on from there.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate it, and I love your guys' show.
Well, thanks, Art. Good luck with that project, and congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a really beautiful building when you're done.
This is the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on this beautiful autumn weekend, let us give you a hand. Give us a call or shoot us an email at moneypit.com so we can help you out. Coming up, there's a reason this season is called fall. We're going to share tips on how you can get rid of all of those leaves when the Money Pit returns.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jesse in Florida wrote in to Team Money Pit saying, I'm about to put my house on the market. How can I find out what is required for a certificate of occupancy on my home so that I can make any required repairs or upgrades before the home changes hands and before any home inspection is performed?
Well, you ought to be checking with your local municipality, your town, because if there is a certificate of occupancy, they're going to tell you exactly what they require. It's not like they require you to bring everything in your house up to modern building code, because that's unreasonable, but they're going to probably require doors and windows to operate and smoke detectors to operate and that sort of thing. So check with them first. You can also ask your realtor, because they deal with this every day. And if you're concerned about the condition of property, get a home inspection done yourself. Hire your own home inspection, because this way you'll find out how the house shows in the eyes of a professional home inspector, and you can address any issues before a buyer is involved.
All right, now we've got Darlene in New York asking, did you say that a pasty mixture of salt, vinegar, and baking soda is good for polishing brass?
Not exactly. It's actually salt and lemon juice, and it can be used on both brass and copper. You want to make sure you use real lemons, not bottled lemon juice. You know, Leslie, when the kids are small, we like to get those souvenir pennies when we go to different places. You know,
flat.
And so Dad's job when we would go to dinner would be to grab the lemon from the nearest iced tea glass and the salt shaker, and make up a paste and polish it up real bright and shiny. They always got a kick out of that. But you know what, guys? We have a lot of recipes for natural cleaning products just like that that you can make yourself on MoneyPit.com. They're also featured in my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies, which you can check out at MoneyPit.com/dummies. So here's a couple of examples. Mildew remover. You can brew up a strong thyme tea. And alternatively, you could use equal parts white vinegar and salt to strip mildew away. Then you've got a sink and toilet bowl cleaner. Just create a paste using baking soda or borax and a little squeeze of lemon juice. You can create a more abrasive cleaner using baking soda or borax alone. And then furniture polish. Just mix a half a cup of lemon juice to one cup of olive oil, and away you go. Everything will be shiny and safe at the same time, because you made all these cleaners yourself.
All right, good tips. Enjoy that cleaning, Darlene.
Well, there's a reason the season is called fall, and Leslie has tips on how to handle getting rid of all those leaves in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
That's right. You know, fall is upon us, and with all of those leaves falling from the trees, have you ever noticed that many people like to burn the leaves? You know, burning them is not necessarily the best idea, as flames can, very easily spread. Plus, you're giving up the nutrients that those leaves have in them to help feed your yard. Now, a safer option is to toss those leaves into a compost bin to nurture flowers and veggie gardens come springtime. If your lawnmower is suited for mulching, you can actually run it over all of the leaves, and the chopped up pieces of the leaves are going to help feed your grass as it kind of remains dormant throughout the winter months. And of course, if your town offers leaf pickup, you may be able to just kind of rake them all off to the curb. But here's a trick for that. Drag the tarp to the street and then dump those leaves. It's going to make that job go a lot quicker, and you're not going to be sort of raking piles, moving one pile, moving another pile, and kind of do it all at once. So whatever you do with your leaves, let's have a beautiful autumn season.
Well, fall is definitely the start of the busy season for plumbers as well, because with all that holiday cooking and cleanup, your pipes definitely suffer the consequences. On the next edition of Money Pit, we're going to share how to avoid a costly emergency call to the plumber and keep the water flowing. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump says he wants to sell out Madison Square Garden this weekend.
New York is not a swing state, but Trump will hold a campaign rally inside the famous Midtown Manhattan Arena on Sunday evening. He has long said he believes that he can win New York, even though it is overwhelmingly Democratic. But staging a rally at Madison Square Garden is in line with Trump's record of holding events that draw major media attention. And this weekend's event is sure to do just that in the home stretch of the presidential campaign. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kamala Harris' campaign remains silent following a call from GOP congressional leaders for her to stop using dangerous rhetoric.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell released a relatively rare joint statement Friday, demanding Harris cease using such rhetoric and reminding her of the two recent assassination attempts against Trump. The Republican leader said in the statement less than 2 weeks before the election, quote, labeling a political opponent as a fascist risks inviting yet another would-be assassin to try robbing voters of their choice before Election Day. The statement noted that, quote, in the week since the second sobering reminder, the Democratic nominee for President of the United States has only fanned the flames beneath a boiling cauldron of political animus. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, growing concerns and fears over artificial intelligence creating false words when it's used in medical settings.
Experts are warning about a flaw in OpenAI's Whisper program, which can make up text, including violent rhetoric, racial comments, and imaginary medical treatments. Doctors are using Whisper-based tools to transcribe patients' consultations. Even though OpenAI is warning, it should not be used in high-risk situations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel has attacked Iran military sites with a series of pre-dawn airstrikes in response to the ballistic missiles earlier this month. More at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A strong majority of California voters favor a new bill that would crack down on crime. Bob Agnew reports.
According to a survey from the Public Policy Institute of California, nearly three-quarters of the California electorate plans to vote in favor of Proposition 36. The high-profile ballot measure will increase penalties for some theft and drug-related crimes. Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley, happily writing on X, a new PPIC poll shows Prop 36, the measure to make crime illegal again, is leading by a margin of 73% to 25%. Sanity is around the corner. Bob Agnew reporting.
Delta Airlines is suing the cybersecurity firm that's been blamed for causing a global technology outage last summer. Delta has filed suit against CrowdStrike, saying the company caused it to lose more than
$500 million because of thousands of canceled flights. Delta says CrowdStrike cut corners by failing to test an update before sending it to Microsoft. More at townhall.com. Authorities in Italy have arrested one of the country's most wanted drug traffickers. Here's BBC correspondent Paul Moss.
It was back in 2020 that Luigi Belvedere went on the run. The 34-year-old was then sentenced in his absence to more than 18 years in jail. That apparently did not deter him. Police say he continued to ship cocaine from South America to Europe. But they had a photograph of Belvedere posing by the tomb of the late Pablo Escobar, perhaps Colombia's most notorious gang leader, who came from the city of Medellin. And it was in Medellin that Belvedere was finally caught and arrested on Thursday night.
Correspondent Paul Moss. Thieves have a nose for fine cheese that pulled off a massive cheddar ripoff in London. Neil's Yard Dairy says a con artist, posing as a wholesale distributor for a major French retailer, made off with $48,000 worth of award-winning cheddar before realizing it had been scammed. More at townhall.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to. I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand
and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Illegal disposable Chinese vapes are flooding store shelves and infiltrating our schools. The next administration must take immediate action. Here's former Arizona law enforcement officer Joby Dickinson.
Illegal disposable vapes are being smuggled into the U.S. The FDA has failed to crack down, and teen vaping of these Chinese-made illegal products has surged. Our next president must commit to cracking down on these illegal imports. It's time for accountability.
This message is brought to you by the Border Security Alliance.
The Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place, because that's what we do. We help you improve your home. We help you solve DIY dilemmas. We help you get ready for things that are happening. Like right now, you're probably getting ready for the big Halloween coming up here in just several days, I guess. But whatever's on your to-do list, you can swing it right on over to ours by calling us those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Just ahead on the Money Pit, big winter storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We're going to share some tips on how to check your house for damage, both visible and invisible.
And now that it's fall, clogged gutters are common and might seem like a small issue, but they can actually lead to serious and costly damage. We're going to break down 8 reasons why regular gutter cleaning is crucial for your home.
And if you guys love to take on home improvements over a weekend, but you know that some of them can take a month of weekends to get done, we're going to share some that can easily be knocked out in a day or two. We've got a few all-in-one weekend projects that you can fit between Saturday morning coffee and Sunday dinner. We will list them out.
All right, but first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug-of-war with your house, and your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we're your one-stop shop for all things DIY.
So reach out to us right now with your questions. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, for the quickest possible response, go to moneyfit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and hit send. Your question will come right to us so we can get back to you ASAP. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Peggy in Louisiana is on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a slab concrete bottom, and it's built up with the board skeletons, and it's covered with vinyl siding. And being in Louisiana, it rains a lot, and the rain comes on the porch to where it's eating the inside wall, which is wooden on the bottom. And I want to know how I can seal the outside vinyl siding to concrete slab to keep the water from coming in.
So what's happening is that your concrete slab is in contact with the bottom of the vinyl siding. Is that correct?
Yes.
And right under that siding, is that a wood wall all the way down to the bottom where that slab is? Because typically you'd have about 6 inches of foundation before you started the siding at a minimum, and then the vinyl siding would start. So if your vinyl siding is going down flush to the slab, it's going to be almost impossible for you to seal it in any way, shape, or form from the outside and stop that from happening. Your only chance would be to take the siding off and then to install some flexible flashings. There's different types of flashing that you can use. There are rubberized flashings that are very good because you can basically form them wherever you need to get that entire area as tight as you possibly can, and then put the siding back on top of that. Siding itself, especially vinyl siding, you know, if you were to caulk that or anything of that nature, it's not really designed to seal in that way. So I feel like you're just going to be kind of running yourself in circles there. And while it could stop to some extent or slow down, at least temporarily, that leakage that you're reporting, the only way to really fix that and to get to the bottom of it is to pull that siding off and to flash it. And the only, we're only talking about the bottom of the siding here, not the, all the siding on the house. But the bottom couple of pieces would have to come off to do this job.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, we're going up to Dale in Kansas, who's working on an attic makeover. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought this little house, and it's got the vent ridge down the center of the peak of the roof, and then one 2x2 square opening on the end, and it doesn't seem like that's adequate ventilation to get rid of the heat.
So you have no soffit vents at all? You have just have this ridge, you have the ridge vent, the gable vents, and no soffit vents at the overhang of the roof?
And okay. I put a 12-inch turbine vent on it, but I'm thinking I need more than just that 2-foot square vent. I was thinking about putting 4 12-inch, I don't know what to call them besides the dump vents, down towards the lower end of the roof.
Okay, well, you're on the right track, so let's talk about attic ventilation and the way it's supposed to work. So the attic is always supposed to be the same temperature as the outside. So if it's hot outside, it should be hot in the attic, and if it's cold outside, it should be cold in the attic. Basically, the attic has to be well ventilated for that to happen. Now, you have actually half of what I usually recommend as a ventilation system, and that's a continuous ridge vent down the peak of the roof. The second half of that, though, are soffit vents at the overhang of the roof. Soffit vents are good because as the wind blows across the house, that soffit area pressurizes and pushes air up into that soffit. That rides up underneath the roof sheathing where it carts away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter and then exits at the ridge. And that same wind that's pushing positively against the side of the house and the soffit vents is actually creating sort of a negative pressure at the ridge. So you get this kind of nice continuous flow. And if you have that working for you, then actually what you should do is block off those gable vents, because that's going to kind of interrupt that nice flow that we've created. Now, in your case, you have no soffit vents. I would first explore the potential of putting in soffit vents. The other idea that you suggested was putting in regular roof vents, but lower on the roof. You know, not a terrible idea, but not nearly as efficient as soffit vents. And if you don't have a soffit, there's a type of vent called a drip edge vent, which basically extends the roof line about 2 inches, creates a short soffit that's pretty effective. But if you can get continuous soffit and ridge venting, that's really all you need. The other types of ventilators, the turbine that you mentioned, that kind of stuff, you know, it looks like it does a lot, but it's really nowhere near as effective as having that continuous open ridge and the continuous open soffit, okay?
I've never seen, I'm not familiar with that.
Drip edge vent? Google drip edge vent, and I think CertainTeed, I know CertainTeed makes it, I'm sure others do as well. And it's a really effective little vent. Now, you may have to do some modifications of your roof shingles at the overhang to get this in. But considering you're going to have to modify your roof anyway to put those roof vents in, I think that's probably the best way to go for homes that don't have a soffit, because it does create that intake point down low on the roof, which is going to really let a lot of air in, and I think you'll see a big difference.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this autumny weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up after a big storm, the damage isn't always obvious. We're going to share expert tips on how you can spot the hidden issues that could cost you big if they are left unchecked. From cracked foundations to soaked electrical systems, all of that is next on the Money Pit. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features 4 stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you tackling projects? Do you feel like you're kind of bumbling through them? Maybe you're ready to renovate like a pro? Well, if you are, tune into the Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks. Whether you're working on a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you can gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Mary from Massachusetts is on the line and needs some help with finishing a project. What can we do for you?
Well, I live in a very old home, and the front, I have double front doors that are made of walnut. They're very heavy and very thick, but somewhere along the line, somebody put some kind of finish on them, so now they're peeling. They face the east, so they get the west, so they get a lot of summer hot sun. And I just don't know how to get everything off and then refinish them.
So what are the doors made out of? Are they wood doors?
Oh, yes. They're solid walnut, and they're about an inch and a half thick.
Okay. And the finish that's on it, is it a clear, like a urethane-type finish that's peeling?
Yes, it looks like that. And then there's some kind of stain on the door that turns really dark, dark wood.
Okay. So listen, first of all, congratulations on having a really beautiful set of doors. Walnut doors are very rare, and that's terrific. So they're worth putting the time into it, and time you will need for this project, Mary. What you need to do is you need to strip all that old finish off. What I would do is I would take the doors off of the hinges. I'd lay them on a couple of sawhorses. I'd have a vibrating sander. I would just start to sand that finish away and get all of that down to raw wood. It is totally worth it, because you can't put, you know, good finish over bad finish. You got to get down to that wood. Now, once you're down to the wood, since it's a darker wood, you know, you may or may not want to stain it. If it turns out that there's some unevenness in the coloring of the wood, you could think about adding a stain to try to sort of blend it all in. And then on top of that, you're going to put a new finish. Now, since these doors face the sun, what I would use is I would use a marine varnish on that. And the key difference with marine varnish is it has exceptionally high UV protection. So it's going to stand up to that UV radiation from the sun and not peel off quite as easily as just any other exterior UV would. So strip it down to the raw wood, stain it as needed, and then refinish it with a marine varnish. I would use a satin, not a gloss, because it'll make the doors look a lot nicer. And then just enjoy them. If you do this, even though it's going to take you a long time, you know, it's going to last for years to come. Now, look, it's also not the kind of project that you can bang out in the afternoon. So this may be a situation where you pop the door off the hinges, which is pretty easy to do. You get it out on the sawhorses. You do as much as you can for the day. You put the door back on the hinges, and you close it in whatever shape it's in at that moment. And then the next time you have time to do this, you take the door off and continue. So it can just kind of continue on. I don't want you to try to do this vertically. It's going to make you much more tired. Believe me, gravity plays a big part in being able to do this well. And if it's laid out flat on a couple of sawhorses in a shady area, it's just going to be a lot easier for you to work on it.
Okay, just one other quick question. What weight of sandpaper do you use on the vibrating sander?
That's a great question. It depends on kind of how it behaves, so to speak, when you start to use it, but I would start with a medium grit. So that's going to be around 100 to 125, maybe 150. The thing is, if you go too fine to start, you might find that the paper clogs up. There's also a type of paper that's available that looks more like screening or netting. And when you're working with finishes, that type of material tends to clog less. So if you're in the home center aisle and you see that as an option, that's something that you might want to give it a try until you find the paper that works the best. Try not to put too much pressure on it. You don't want to, if you lean in and push hard down on it and not let the machine do its work, what will happen is some of that old finish is going to heat up and it'll kind of gunk up the paper and ruin it, and you'll just have to get a new piece and continue. But you're gonna, you know, it's gonna take you a while, and you're gonna have to do a lot of handwork as well. And speaking of which, if you have sort of nooks and crannies, if you have sort of moldings in the storage you have to get into, there are sanding sponges
that companies like 3M make. I also see these, you know, in the home center paint aisle, like at Home Depot. And these sanding sponges, I really like them because they're squishy, but they're abrasive, so you can actually crush it up against that uneven molding. You know, press it in there, work it up and down, and it does a good job. Okay.
Oh, okay, because there is molding in it. They're not even flush doors.
Yeah, you'll find that sanding sponge really handy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
Good luck, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, major weather events like hurricanes and severe storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake. But there also can be hidden damage that turns into big expenses down the road. We have some tips on how you can check your house after a storm.
Yep. So first off, let's talk about foundations. If you get heavy accumulations of water, well, that can cause a home's foundation to weaken and potentially fail. So check yours carefully along both the indoor and outdoor surfaces, and you want to look for areas that are cracked or bulging.
All right, now you've got to identify the flooded electrical fixtures. Anything that has been underwater definitely needs to be replaced. That includes outlets, appliances, major system machinery like your furnace. Contaminants in that water can damage all of the sensitive components, and that can lead to malfunctions and even electrical fires.
Now, here's a big one, high winds. They can also take quite a toll on the outer skin of your house and leave damage in a lot of areas. So you want to...
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
A lot of energy savings. So I do encourage you to take a look at that. The light bulbs certainly are one thing, and the thermostat is another. You know, being strategic with the drapes and the blinds and making sure that the south windows are well covered so that you reduce heat gain. These are things that you as a renter can do and that will have an impact on your energy bill.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Dane. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit and congratulations on your new child.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit at this beautiful fall weekend. Whatever you are working on, let us lend you a hand. Coming up, you could be risking roof leaks, foundation damage, and even pest infestations without regular gutter maintenance. We're going to tell you how cleaning those gutters can save you from major repairs, so stick around.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Who is the Department of Homeland Security supposed to help? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Mayorkas is saying FEMA's running out of money. But this past year, we spent $24 billion in Ukraine, $11 billion in Israel, and billions more to smaller nations. Who are their real priorities? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This forgotten corner of the American kingdom holds all the keys to the White House, and the pollsters ignore it at their peril. Find out who's really going to make the difference in election 2024 on this week's edition.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
From Kansas City, Missouri, since 2017, the Veterans Community Project's focus has been to provide permanent housing to veterans. Brandon Nixon, chief project officer and co-founder, said their model keeps expanding nationwide, enabling them to change thousands of lives. Nixon has worked for 7 years to ensure veterans have a roof over their heads, a sense of pride outside their homes, as they work together to improve their lives and job skills. The project serves more than 1,200 veterans each year in Kansas City. Nixon said there are 7 VCP communities across the country with plans to build more. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Kay in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help changing a wall surface. What's going on, Kay?
Well, it is a sturdy home, cinder block, probably just that thick, but it has been bricked on the outside. But the inside, I would just like something a little more pleasant to look at.
Okay, that makes sense. So are we talking about a basement here?
No, this is an above ground. It was a cabin on a lake property.
So you need a paint that can cover the masonry block walls.
Well, a paint or a stucco or something that gives it a different texture than a cinder block look.
Okay, the process of coating the interior walls isn't as much stucco as it is plastering. So what has to happen is that wall surface has to be covered with a layer of plaster, much in the same way they used to build plaster walls, you know, many, many years ago in say, the 30s or the 40s. In fact, in the late 40s, they used to plaster right over drywall, and that was one of the best wall constructions ever. So those are the options that you have to choose from. Doing the plaster is probably not the job you want to do as your first DIY project, but if you work with a plastering company, somebody who does this every day, they would have the skills to make the plaster look nice and smooth and have an attractive surface without really taking up much space in terms of, you know, it getting too thick.
Right, right. Well, that's strange. I have plaster walls on my house at home.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to follow you to the new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Keeping your gutters clean isn't just about keeping things tidy. It's crucial for protecting your home from serious damage. So here are 8 reasons why it's important to make sure you clean those gutters regularly. Now, first, clogged gutters can lead to foundation damage. Water that doesn't drain properly can pool around your home, causing cracks in the foundation.
Second, it prevents roof leaks. Now, when gutters are blocked, that water backs up under your shingles, and that can lead to rot and leaks. Third, it stops damage to your fascia and the soffits. Overflowing water from clogged gutters can cause these important parts of your whole entire roof structure to completely deteriorate.
And fourth, clean gutters help prevent water damage inside your home, including basement flooding. Uncontrolled water can seep into your basement or crawl space and lead to costly repairs. And fifth, it reduces the risk of mold and mildew. Standing water near your foundation creates a perfect environment for mold to grow, which can lead to health issues.
And sixth, that's right, we're up to 6.
Gutter cleaning, it does protect your landscaping. Water that overflows can actually erode the soil and damage the plants and shrubs around your house. And seventh, I think this is our big finale, pest infestations can be prevented if you clean those gutters. Clogged gutters are a breeding ground for insects like mosquitoes, and then it attracts rodents looking for nesting spots. Totally gross. So let's clean these gutters, you guys.
And finally, clean gutters extend the life of your gutters themselves. By reducing the weight and the strain of trapped debris, you prevent sagging and premature wear. So keep those gutters clean, and you're going to protect your home from expensive repairs, avoid health risks, and even save your landscaping.
Scott in Missouri's on the line needing some advice on a rental property. How can we help you with that?
I've inherited some rental properties from my late father. They're in pretty bad shape, needing roofs, and you look at them, you can see the roof's starting to bow in, and I was wondering who I can get with to find out the building codes for rental properties.
So probably the best thing for you to do is to hire an independent professional home inspector, and you may have to do some interviewing of home inspectors to find one that's particularly savvy and experienced with commercial inspections, because that's what you're talking about. And there are specialists that are out there. And they can review this property with an eye towards identifying a punch list for you of elements that will probably have to be repaired or replaced to make those apartments safe and viable for tenants. You know, if you go the route of having contractors do these inspections, you're basically, you know, letting the mouse into the cheese house, so to speak, because they're just going to find stuff they want to sell you to fix. You know, see what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're better off with somebody who's an independent inspection professional who just wants to give you the right advice. And that, in the end, is going to save you money and give you the ability to make good decisions on what has to be done.
Yeah. Who can I talk to find the building codes and the standards for rental property?
That would be the building department of your local municipality. And they're going to have a set of codes that they apply to just rental properties in their jurisdiction, and it's not necessarily going to be up-to-date building code, the same code that you would have if it was, say, a new construction. They're going to have some safety codes that they're going to want you to apply to your house. So we're talking about things like in an apartment, making sure that the windows operate so you can get out in the event of a fire, and making sure you have smoke detectors and covering every bedroom, and making sure you have a carbon monoxide detector, and you know, things of that nature. So they're going to have a set of standards for their area. You need to get that list from the building department, but to the major, many bigger areas that could need repair or replacement, that's what a home inspector could help you with. And you can find one by going to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors at ashi.org, ASHI.org.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate the information.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, a few all-in-one weekend projects that you can fit in between Saturday coffee and Sunday dinner when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble-veined surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we here at Team Money Pit make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Louise on the line who's got some mystery stains on a mailbox. What's going on?
Okay, I have a brick mailbox, and it seems to have salt deposits leaking through the outside of it.
Is it in the way of a lawn sprinkler by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Because often what happens if it gets groundwater splashed on it, and that can happen if you have sprinklers and wells, a lot of mineral salts in there that will dry and basically adhere to the outside. You know, what's happening here is you are seeing some sort of mineral deposits, and you're going to have...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing.
Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Knock off in just a couple of days. If you'd like more ideas, just go to moneypit.com and search for weekend projects.
All right, we've got Arthur in Tennessee on the line. He's dealing with a painting problem. What happened?
Not much. I'm working on a building in old downtown Johnson City, building the 1890s, and trying to strip some brick.
Okay.
I've stripped part of the brick that was done in the 1950s and had good success, but this is older brick, and I'm not even sure. I think it was made on site, and it's solid and everything, but I wondered what kind of modern options were out there for getting paint off of brick.
What did you use to get the paint off of the 1950s brick?
I used a product called Peel Away, and it worked great.
Okay. And did you try the same product on the older brick?
I'm afraid to use it because it's got a rougher finish.
Well, that means you're going to have more binding of the paint to the surface. But what I would do is I would try it in an area that was perhaps a bit less conspicuous, you know, like not at eye level, maybe down towards the bottom, or if there's any other area that you really don't care as much about. If you had good success with that particular product, I don't see any reason not to continue with it, at least to see what happens. Is this a product that is environmentally friendly, or do you find that it's pretty caustic?
It says it's biodegradable and a water-based product, but, you know, you do wear gloves and wear long sleeves, but it's amazing on how it works. I've had people come by and say, well, why aren't you using sandblasting or dry ice? And I didn't know if that is an option or.
Well, here's why you definitely can't use sandblasting, because those old bricks will be damaged by that process, and okay. And it, you know, it's costly as well. So I would tell you, if the product that you're using is working well, I see no reason not to keep working with that. And I'm not really familiar with dry ice, but I can't imagine that that's very easy to use. Certainly, it's very difficult to handle.
Well, I don't see it being
potentially
taken off
as well.
Paint very well.
Yeah, I agree. I'd stick with what you're working on. If you got concerns about it, I would definitely try an inconspicuous area, whether that's the back of the building or the bottom of the building. You know, someplace that you don't care about as much. We always give that advice when you're using a product like this, and then just go on from there.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate it, and I love your guys' show.
Well, thanks, Art. Good luck with that project, and congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a really beautiful building when you're done.
This is the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on this beautiful autumn weekend, let us give you a hand. Give us a call or shoot us an email at moneypit.com so we can help you out. Coming up, there's a reason this season is called fall. We're going to share tips on how you can get rid of all of those leaves when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number. alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This $99 travel offer is for vacation-minded consumers who see the value in owning a timeshare. If you're the kind of person that loves going to the same destination every year, a timeshare can be perfect for you. And Westgate Resorts is the right company to call. We may have the perfect vacation destination for you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.